Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. It's hour number three on a hump day. You know what that means? We play the camel at the beginning of the show, but coming up at the beginning of hour number three, we jump into a thing we call the Grand Council. So today we do have a substitute, a proxy, if you will, sitting in for the out-of-town Dale Jackson. So let me just go ahead and call the roll and make sure we have a quorum for the council. So from way down south on the Gulf of America, that would be the host of the Jeff Poor Show, Jeff Poor himself from FM Talk 106.5. Oh, by the way, editor-in-chief of 1819 News, also does work with Breitbart and has history with people like Tucker Carlson and all that kind of stuff. Jeff Poor, are you there?
I am present.
You are indeed, and we're glad of it. All right, and then sitting in, like I said, for the out-of-town Dale Jackson, the Secretary of Common Sense himself, publisher of the Trustville Tribune, master of pugnacious punditry, Scott Buttram, are you there?
Present, sir.
I am glad, and I pronounce a quorum. Hit it, man.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right, we have a quorum, so we're moving forward. I'm going to go ahead and say round one. First question for the group. Jeff Poor, what do you got?
Well, let's start with Tulsi Gabbard and the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is where the enthusiasm seems to be. I'm very skeptical anything will come of it, but I'm eager to hear what you got to say, Senator. What will come of the... ultimately, of the... Tulsi Gabbard criminal referrals.
Well, so on a criminal referral, I mean, you got two things, I guess, really, first of all. Number one, I'm all for disclosure. Disclosure is only part of it, though. Then there's accountability. So the disclosure piece is happening. It's coming out in tranches, and these are real documents. I mean, I don't know what drawers, file cabinets, or computers they've been kept in, but they're finding stuff, and they're bringing it out, and I'm for disclosure, absolutely. As for accountability, legally speaking, I don't think they're going to make a case for treason unless they find out that there was another nation state that was colluding with it, because treason is working with a foreign adversary to, you know, anyway. I do think, though, there's a possibility of subversion. I think there's a chance for lying to Congress. And I think there's things like administrative procedures like revoking clearances and even stopping their pensions these guys could be facing. So I hope there's accountability. I don't think it's going to rise to the level of treason. But I do think there's going to be some measure of, at the very least, making their lives really, really uncomfortable coming up. What do you think there, Scotty?
You pretty much summed up my thoughts. I think there's a lot of hope that Obama gets caught up in it. I don't think that happens, even though I think he was very deeply involved in
it. Oh, yeah.
I think he'll walk away untouched. I do think we will see some measure of justice and punishment against some of these people. To what extent? I don't know. I guess it depends on what level of offense can be proven. But I think we'll see something out of it, probably not what most of us are hoping for.
Well, I tell you too, part of the accountability is just the fact that they have to deal with this. That's
right.
There's that. Right. But it's your own question, well, Jeff. Yeah, go ahead.
Brennan has run around terrified. And we all knew he's hiding. He's scared to death of something. There's this more than his hate for Trump. He's scared. Now we know why.
Yeah, absolutely. It's your own question, Jeff. What are you thinking?
Yeah, my hope is the accountability is as such that they had to spend a bunch of money on lawyers as they did to Trump. And all these people who were around Trump, people I know personally, Steve Bannon and a lot of these guys, they had to lawyer up because they had to go peer before, you know, special counsels and, all these different lawfare aspects, J6 select committees. This is the new rules. This is the new standard. Then they need to fill in the pocketbooks as well.
And they created the standard, by the way. And yeah, you're right. Roger Stone. Look at Bannon. Look at Mike Flynn. And all these people who just had their lives completely destroyed for a power base that was doing things that had no basis in reality.
False arrests are a great way to make innocent people pay.
Oh my gosh. By the way, if they are innocent, if it's not there, I don't want them to go through that. At the same time, if it's there, they deserve everything they get. And here's the thing. I think it's there. I mean, I, I,
I do too.
I'm not one who rushes to the storyline. I try to let it steep a little bit. This one feels absolutely like the there is there.
The fact that they did this after Trump won, that removes all doubt for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like I said, the way they've done this, this is the new game we're going to play.
Yeah.
We need to look at these things. This is how we're going to analyze our politics. This is how we're going to weaponize things.
Yeah.
Because my hope is we don't do this anymore. It's a waste of the news cycle. It's a distraction. And it criminalizes politics. And where's the ultimate destination here if we continue down this path?
Absolutely.
Well, Jeff, if we don't get accountability and punishment here, what message does that send?
The same message we've been getting too often on stuff like this. But yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what, I'm going to hand it off to you. Next question. Scott, what do you got?
Jeff knows what's coming. We've already discussed it this week. I'm going to keep discussing it until the session starts.
Okay.
Do the Alabama Republicans in the State House and in the State Senate have the backbone to follow Alabama Republicans in Washington and cut funding to media?
Wow.
Do they have the backbone to cut funding to APTV, just like Katie Britt, Tommy Tuberville, a slew of Republican congresspeople just cut funding to PBS and NPR?
This is a passion project for you, Jeff. What do you think?
No, I know if we're going to proclaim that we're carrying the banner for Trump here in Alabama and Trump is great, and we're going to hitch our wagon to his coattails, then this needs to follow suit. Look, these guys, I've noticed a lot of media are picking this up today, Scott. AL.com, Yellhammer are kind of following our lead, but they're referring back to the Capital Journal segment with Wayne Reed and Jack Williams, who were saying, we're not PBS. We try to be objective. And you look at their lineup, and I'm not talking about Todd Show. No. I'm not talking about Focus or Spotlight on Education or whatever it is that they do, their quarterly or monthly program. It is almost 95% all PBS broadcasting. So our tax dollars, guys, here's what's happening. They may not be generating the content, the programming, or whatever, but they are going toward these towers, this infrastructure that broadcasts PBS NewsHour and Washington Week, and that's they are being used. Our ETF dollars are being used to promote that stuff.
They absolutely are, and so it's almost glaring at times when Alabama Republicans don't even take the cues from the DC. Which, by the way, they're separate, and I get that they do their own thing. But there's times when you look at it and realize you could be working in sync here. Take for instance the overtime tax. At the same time that Republicans in Alabama were going, we just can't do that overtime tax anymore, we're going to let it expire, in D.C., they were putting it in place. And I see the same thing here. Now you've got the defunding of public broadcasting up in D.C., but they're going to continue to fund it down here. I guarantee you they're going to keep funding it. I think that's what they're going to do.
Jeff never answered the question.
Jeff, yes or no, are they going to defund it?
Probably not, but they're gonna. They guys, here's what needs to happen. Though this is the best thing that will happen, is that these guys at Alabama Public Television feel a little heat, and they start having to react and at least pay homage to. Hey, we run a left wing network here, and they're starting to breathe down our necks.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't even realize Jack Williams worked there till recently.
Anyway. He's been there for a little while. He's kind of their, like, I guess he's like their lobbyist because he's in the State House a lot and he goes to D.C. a lot. I guess it's not really working out for him, though.
That just wouldn't work for me. Okay, hey, real quick, I got a quick question. We got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes before we go to the break. So this morning there was a notice that there was going to be a major press conference between Britt and Tuberville. They were doing a joint prompt for a major announcement, but then the press conference got canceled. The fact that there was going to be a press conference is not secret. The question is, what was the press conference going to be about? I'm speculating, but I am of the mind. I know, Jeff, I've already been talking to you about it, but I'm of the mind. They were about to announce Space Command coming to Huntsville. I don't know this for a fact. I'm just speculating, but I see that as being a likely potential anyway, and I think that was about to happen. And maybe it's just rescheduling it. Maybe it was a scheduling issue. But what is your speculation on what the mystery announcement was going to be? Jeff, you first.
No, I think you're right. And this has been kind of a weird rollout. And I don't know if they're trying to just milk it for more political oomph or whatever, but it felt very Space Command-ish because when do you ever see Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt do something like that together?
Yeah.
That's why when I saw it, I was like, oh, they're going to announce Space Command today.
What do you think, Scott?
I have no earthly idea. I don't hear from Senator Britt anymore. She doesn't call. She doesn't write. I kind of think Jeff Poore stole her from me. Don't know that for sure. That's
you shouldn't have been hiding. Scott, you shouldn't have been hiding in her bushes, man.
Oh, dude. Did that just come out?
That'll
turn
her away.
That'd be a sight.
The Secretary of Common Sense has been upended by the speculation that he was hiding in the bushes.
65-year-old rear end trying to run away from Wesley Britt. Are you kidding me?
All right, we got to take a break on that one. Scott Buttram, Peeping Tom. I love it. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Round two of the Grand Council coming up. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just bulletproof influence, man. Bulletproof influence. All right, so we're going back to round two, the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Scott Buttram. So I'm turning southward again. Jeff Poore, first question, what you got?
Another layup here. Jeffrey Epstein stuff. Is it now seated to be a Democrat sort of hobby horse?
A hobby horse. I don't know. Hang on. First of all,
I got to ride it all the way to 2026. Senator. I mean, that's what it looks like to me now.
I just want you to know, Jeff, that I am going to plagiarize hobby horse for the next week and a half. Thank you very much.
I've been using it for years.
I like it. They are, because it's all they got right now. I mean, who knows what may come up between now and then, but right now it's what they got. The thing they got to watch out for is this can backfire on them as quickly as anything, because what you're going to wind up finding out as Trump goes, okay, fine, go petition the judge, see if we can get the sealed grand jury, which, by the way, the judge denied that today, I believe, the release of the grand jury testimonies that would have named names, because a lot of this stuff is bound up in court. But I think what you're going to wind up seeing is that Democrats are going to quickly have some buyer's remorse when they begin to realize it's their own people that may be involved. So they're going to harp on it like Adam Schiff harped on having seen the evidence in the Russia collusion thing, even though he never saw Jack. What do you think, Scott?
Yes, they are going to continue to harp on it, and that is the Republicans' fault. Because they harped on it for 2 years and had absolutely no idea what was actually there. We were just convinced there was something. But the Republicans kind of built this animal, you know, and the Democrats are going to run with it. They're not going to do much because they have no idea what's there either. And I don't think it is a winning pursuit for them. It's just not good. We let this Epstein's plane. Who was on Epstein's plane? Just because you were on the plane doesn't mean you were, you know, having sex with children. There's a pretty big jump there, but we painted it that way. Everybody associated with Epstein had to be involved, and that's probably never been true.
Well, and I'll tell you what they're going to wind up doing, though. They're going to create the guilt by association narrative, and they're going to reinvent it every day. It's like the last 2 days, any time in New York society that Trump and Epstein were at an event at the same time, the pictures are beginning to come out. Like they didn't figure this out during the election season last year, but nonetheless, now they're finding them all because, you know, the archives don't lie. Jeff, your own question. What are your thoughts?
No, I think I like the way you put it there. Scott, the Republicans should have handled this a little better. It was, you know, they saw the Democrats and the media saw a division here. It took them a couple of days to really get their legs under them. But now it went from being something that was sort of a Tucker Carlson thing out there kind of online is now like a good portion of time is devoted to it on cable news and left-wing Washington Post, this kind of media.
I tell you who had the best response to all this was actually the one they thought was going to quit his job was Dan Bongino. He made the statement, he said, I used to get paid to give my opinions, now I have to get paid to deal with facts. And so that's that's clarity. Next question, real quick, what you got, Scott?
Okay, don't forget to come back to me on this, Phil, because I know I'm going to straighten you people out. Okay. Alabama AG race.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
Wow. Okay. So I have to come back to you on this. You mean you want to register your opinion?
Don't forget to. Yeah, I want to answer my question.
Okay, so
I know you two are going to have the wrong answer.
So first of all, I've known Catherine Robertson for a while. Now I her opposition is a great guy. I mean, he really is. But I think Catherine suddenly having $1 million and having the street cred of having been a conservative at API and working the AG's office, the thing she's lacking right now is she's never run for office before. And so her name ID has got to get out there. But I like who she is, and I like for how she presents herself. So right now I'm saying I think that Catherine Robertson has a chance at this, but she's got work to do because the name ID has got to come up. But $1 million in the bank doesn't hurt. Jeff?
It's not going to be Pam Casey if that's where you're going with this, Scott.
No.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's my prediction. Who knows? But Jay Mitchell will raise a lot of money. Catherine Robertson has already raised a lot of money. And, this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out thing, I think, between those two, to be honest. But I don't know. I mean, this is down ballot. This is typically one of the uglier down ballot races for sure. So I don't really have a good pulse on what the direction is. I just know that both aren't really campaigning hard. They're just out fundraising right now.
All right, 45 seconds, Scott. What are your thoughts on this? Now, throwing back to you.
Okay, I like Jay Mitchell. I think he's a really good guy. I really, really, really like Catherine Robertson. I think she'd make an excellent AG. When Pamela Casey runs her TV, and she's over in Blount County, y'all. We watch her all the time. We have a great readership in Blount County. When she runs those TV ads, slamming that cell door and promising to fry them till their eyes pop out, she's going to win.
Is she going to be – what was the guy's name that started shooting dummies? Remember that, the guy in the cowboy hat?
Goes, I don't. He didn't win. That's why we don't remember him, Bill. But Charlie Graddick won, baby.
No kidding. All right, real quick, with 10 seconds left, is Barry Moore getting in the race for U.S. Senator, or is he getting out? Jeff?
He's getting in.
He's getting in. What do you think there, Scott?
I defer to Jeff.
Okay. I think he probably is.
I have no idea.
All right. That's it. Grand Council. Scott, thank you for sitting in for Dale Jackson. Jeff Poore, as always, thank you. Listeners, thank you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.